The government has recently backed legislation that should make it easier for foreigners from EU countries to buy Czech farmland. Until now, foreign EU citizens have been obliged to meet a number of conditions, such as being able to speak Czech before they were able to purchase arable land. If the proposed change in the law is passed, it should bring Czech legislation into line with the rest of the European Union. Nevertheless, critics, including the country's biggest farming association, say the move could have devastating consequences for Czech farmers. Colleen O'Connor has more.
The government's announcement that it wants to make it easier for EU citizens to buy farmland in the Czech Republic has caused consternation in Czech farming circles. As agricultural land in the Czech Republic is around 10 times cheaper than it is in countries like Holland, many are afraid that Czech farmers won't be able to compete with foreign property speculators. These concerns are heightened by the fact that most Czech land is still not owned by Czech farmers, as the vast majority still rent it at very low prices from the farming cooperatives who succeeded the old communist collective farms. Tomáš Petana is vice president of the Czech Agrarian Chamber.
We fear that the Czech farmers are very undercapitalized. They don't have enough money to buy the land they work on. And that's caused simply because they had to invest a lot of money firstly after the transition from the communist era. They had to invest during the privatization period, then during the accession period to the EU. They had to invest a lot of money to meet all the EU criteria. Now they simply don't have enough money. And as far as 90% of the Czech farmers work on rented land, they are very vulnerable to any changes in land prices, ownership and so on.
The Czech Agrarian Chamber argues that changing the law to make it easier for foreigners to buy land in this country should be postponed. In fact, when the Czech Republic negotiated its EU accession terms, it was granted a transition period of 7 years before it had to implement EU legislation on allowing foreigners to purchase forests and farmland. This means that the country does not actually have to take the measure it is now proposing until 2011. Farmers groups like the Czech Agrarian Chamber say that this period of grace would give Czech farmers time to get the money together to purchase the land they work on, before other EU nationals buy it out from under them. Tomáš Petana says the government should be concentrating on reforming the current situation concerning land ownership before trying to facilitate the rights of foreigners.
I think that it's important to concentrate on land reform, not by allowing foreigners to buy out all our land. I think it's important to concentrate on creating some possibility, making some, for example, cheap credits for the farmers and so on, to allow them to change the percentage of rented land and own land.
Although the cabinet has backed the idea of making it easier for foreigners to buy land here, the proposed legislation still has to be passed by Parliament and signed by the President. The opposition Communist and Social Democratic parties have indicated that they will vote against the proposals, while some of the government's own Civic Democrat MPs have also expressed doubts about the wisdom of the plan.